Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Christian leaders from 65 different countries gathered in Jerusalem to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to the broadcast table to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What was the International Prayer Breakfast? Who participated and what did you actually do?
Jimmy, it was actually the third annual Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. That is the name of Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. It is an event sanctioned by the Israeli Knesset. And they did that over 3 years ago. It is chaired by a member of parliament, Robert Ilitov, and vice chair of this breakfast is former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Both of them have great interest in Israel. The purpose of it is to try to convene and bring together Christians from around the world and Jews with the purpose of praying for the peace of Jerusalem. That's the purpose. This was the third year, and it was a momentous year. There were actually 65 nations represented. Not all of those nations had a former government official or a government official, but many of them did. I can think of several right off. Uganda, the Ministry of Finance from Uganda was there. The ambassador from Estonia, Guatemala, Brazil. There was a delegation of about 50 from South Korea. Most of those were pastors, but there were some government officials as well. So they were mingled all throughout all of that. And I just happened to be able to be representing the American Pastors Network as well as being in office before contributed to that, I believe. But it was a composite of a wide number of people from these various nations all together at this breakfast. About 700 were in attendance, about 450 last year, and about 200 or 300 the first year. So it has grown remarkably. And Jimmy, I just have to say it was a most unusual event that was just truly awe-inspiring as I saw people from around the world coming who have a heart for Israel and who are excited about what they see God doing here.
Sam Rohr, who is president of the American Pastors Network, with the details on the recently held Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. What an opportunity Sam had to be invited by the Israeli Knesset to attend the third annual Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. This is an event that is called for in the Bible. Psalm 122 verse 6 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." By the way, that will only happen when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes back and sets up a true peace in his kingdom. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 also tells us to pray for those in higher authority. For example, the Prime Minister of Israel. Both of these prayers look to the future of the Jewish state. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...